You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'nechazkeli chazo shayla, what's the yisraelu of tashbisu? Is tashbisu a mitzvah to destroy the chametz? You have to destroy chametz. That's the mitzvah, to destroy chametz. It's a kumvas say. You have to go ahead and destroy it. That's the mitzvah. If a person doesn't have chametz, he's not making any mitzvah. Not doing anything wrong. It says his tzushtel is, just like you're not doing anything wrong, but you're not wearing Arabic conference, you're not becoming the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you're not doing anything wrong. You don't need to become the mitzvah. Okay, there's an Indian to wear a dollar conference, so forth, so we should get the mitzvah. So tashbis is only if you have chametz destroyed. Or maybe the mitzvah is sheva al tasa, a passive mitzvah, which is unusual. Meaning by not having chametz, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. By not having chametz, he's mekayim the mitzvah. That means if one gets rid of his chametz, then he's mekayim the mitzvah when he doesn't have the chametz. And therefore, even if a person doesn't have chametz at all, he's being mekayim the mitzvah. So if a person is gluten-free, or like by us, many of us, we don't have any chametz in our home a week before Pesach, right? So the pshat is when it comes there of Pesach, Tzatzayis, which is the Zman of Tashmisu, you're mekayim the mitzvah without doing anything. Okay, that's the shayla. Okay? And minchas kind of goes into nafkaminas between it. But we're going to say two nafkaminas just one is to bring about the point, the other is because it's negeya later on. One nafkamina says is, for instance, if you have chametz and someone comes and destroys it. Somebody comes and destroys it. So now the din is that the Gemara says in Fulin that if I shech the behema, right, and now I have to do kisei, or not behema, fire or oif, and I have to do kisei adam, if somebody comes along and does the kisei adam, they stole my mitzvah. They stole my mitzvah, so they have to pay a sarah zehuvah. That's the din. They have to pay a sarah zehuvah. So now the question is, what if somebody comes along, you have chametz, and destroys your chametz? If you hold it to mitzvah kumvas say, they took away your mitzvah, right? You lost the mitzvah. If the pshat is the mitzvah is not to have chametz, what's the difference how I don't have chametz? If a monkey came and ate it, or an animal came and ate it, I'm a kind of mitzvah, right? I'm a kind of mitzvah. It doesn't matter. In other words, or if Kivega, like in Shulchan Aruch, talks about if you, there's a Magen Avraham, a certain situation, so Magen Avraham says, give it to an Akum, give it to Akum. If Kivega, hey, ain't shlichas la Akum, Akum can't be a shir, do mitzvah. There it is. It's not a word of shlichus. The mitzvah is not to have chametz. So what's the difference? How I got rid of it? Could that's enough. I mean, one and a nafkamina. So nafkamina is look. I've been a star zuvim. Let's say one nafkamina he says is the following: if you hold the mitzvah to destroy chametz, if one is taka gluten free, he says he should go and purchase a kazayas chametz in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah, just like we go ahead and buy four-cornered begadim to make sure that we have tzitzis on it, right? We wear four-cornered begadim. Okay. Nowadays, you buy it with the tzitzis on, right? But lemaisa is that you're buying a four-cornered beged, that's what you're doing, and you're putting on tzitzis on it, right? Some people like to put on themselves. You get it, you should go out of your way to get a four-cornered beged. So, Dr. Minik, you should go out of your way to buy some chametz to get rid of to get the mitzvah of tashbis. What? Yeah, that's a good point. Some want to say maybe that's where you make 10 pieces. Well, okay. But that's the minchas finos shayla. So he wants to bring a raya from a Rambam. He goes into it. So he says, let's see the Rambam himself. Now, I'm sorry, before we go weiter, Rab Chaim, Chambriska in the Sefer, also says a similar chukim, but it goes a little different. The Chaim says that lamaita is either the mitzvah destroy it, or the mitzvah, he says, not the mitzvah is not having chametz. It's an issa to have chametz from an essay. It's a lava b'machal essay. Right? We know that there's certain things that the Torah doesn't mean you get a mitzvah for doing it, but the pshat is, if you do it, you're even essay. You can't marry a mitzvah shenis. What does the Torah say? Dor shlishi yavalam. The dor shlishi, you can marry a third generation mitzvah. It's no mitzvah to marry a third generation mitzvah. Mitzvah, obviously, it means is If you marry the first generation, the second generation, so you're over an assay, right? Lava bamba, that's what's called the Gemara, lava machlasa, we pass, you don't get malchus. So Chaim wants a taina that because of certain problems in Rambam, that it's a isser assay. It's an isser assay. It's not a mitzvah to destroy. If you hold, he says, ein bir chametz asreifa, so the mitzvah is to destroy the chametz, so there's a mitzvah to burn it. So there's a mitzvah. If you hold b'chol davar, what does b'chol davar mean? Just get rid of it. Just make sure you don't have it. Why? Because if you have it, you're even a say. You're even a say. Okay. Now, it could be there's a big nafkamina also, which we've discussed, is are you over tashbisa kol rega vereka, or you're over tashbisa, there's only there's a mitzvah to do shbisa. It's kumvasei. Just get rid of it, meaning not als bayra, before bayra comes in. But if the mitzvah is not to have it, it could be every second or not. So the Minchas Chinuch goes into the Shiloh, and the Minchas Chinuch brings a Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Skip, not the Sefer Mitzvah, it's the next. Rambam, Hilchot Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah's Essay Min HaTorah. La'ashbis Chametz Oidem Zman Isra. Achilosai. Now, what's man achilasai? Rambam's shita is man is that we pass on to you. The machoikas in the Gemara, in the second paragraph, whether it is a lav erev Pesach or not. So, being you the holds there is a lav, the sishchet ala chametz, the secha lav chametz, right? So, a lav means on the shita of Pesach. And the Shimon holds no. Means, not I'm sorry, said on shitas, yeah. And he said, means a lachilas of Pesach. So the Issa only starts at night. So the Rambam passed that Behuda for Ezim Ezim Tavshia, that Erev Pesach, as we all know, we don't eat after a certain hour. We do it a little earlier, right? They made it Zeris. You don't eat the chametz, and there's a lav to eat it. There's an Issa to eat it. Okay, so the Rambam says, Mitzvah says, Matel Hashmas Chametz Kedim Zvan Yitur, right? Issa Achilasar. What does Rishon mean? Gemara goes to different proofs. The Rishon means Yom Abasa, the 14th, not the first day. Rael Davazer, how do I know? Mashakosavatar lois sishchat al chlametz dam zivchi. Kloima lois sishchat al pesach vadayin chlametz kayat. Right? Mishchitos pesach hu Yom Abasa achatzois. So, it's not clear what this second thing is. We'll talk about that later. But let's first focus on the first thing. The Rambam says, Mitzvah says, Min HaTorah, L'hashbis HaChametz, Koidim Zman Achilas, before this month. So let's go to the, we're back to the Minchas Pinuch, and see, I hope we got it in. The problem is sometimes you write words, and these other words like that in the Minchas Pinuch, so it doesn't come out. To see, it doesn't.
The beginning isn't correct.
I'm looking for it. What? Oh, the gamma here, right? Thank you. Actually, that would mean to bring everything. Okay. Go ahead.
I couldn't find where it ended, so I just wrote it. I just wanted to figure out cover it.
Thank you. Sure. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, Shia. Gam, yeah, it starts at the beginning. My Ramba, Shikosa, Mitzis Esel Atsa. It's towards the end. Mitzvah says the Rambam we just read, Lahashbis Koidim Zman Achilasai. Akochak Tzachloma, the Gamma Rambam Sphere Lakain, because he was Madaik and Rashi that way. Let's just speak it out for a second. Rashi Shita is that Tashbisu is Bittl. Bittl is Tashbisu, more correct. Bittl is Tashbisu. Yemakayim, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, Bittl. Like when we Mevatl the Chametz. Tesis argues and says that's how the king Tashbisu, it's Hefker, and since you're Mafker it, the after the hour, like we say, the mafkir after hour, so it's not yours. The mainly you're not evil or you're relacha because you don't have chametz. But and places kasha is, I could just say bittel goes ahead. You can't be mevatel after chatzes if it's also ba'al. No, you can't be mevatel it. So the teretz must be the minchas chinuch says you mevatel it before it kicks in. Let's say at chatzes, whatever, and therefore you mekayim tashbisu by not having it. In other words, it's not the pshat is that is the active tashbisu by bittel. The bittel makes it that the chametz will not be yours, and since it's not yours, Now you don't have chametz. That's what you have to do. Ein hachanami for person is mevatel chametz, but it says only mevatel this part, not that part. First, you have to know if that's a good bittel. That's a good bittel. Because that means, the real bittel means, I look at chametz as an offer. So what are you looking at? This one is offer, not this one. Okay, that we have to clear. But the pshat could be that you're not making the mitzvah because you have to be chametz free, and you're not chametz free at chatzos. But that's what he says. So he says the Rambam is also that way. Why is the Rambam also that way? Because the Rambam says mitzvah eser lahashbis koidim zman, to do an action before. So what does that mean? That means you do an action before in order to go ahead and not have chametz at chatzos. What does it help you to do? The tetlas man of mitzvah, the man's mitzvah is chatzos. Right? You take a lulav. You don't take a lulav before sukkahs. You take a, and have it. You take it on sukkahs. You don't blow the shayfa on for sure. You blow it on Rosh Hashanah. So if the mitzvah is kumbar say to destroy it, you have to destroy it after chatzos because the mitzvah starts at chatzos. What does the Rambam mean? The mitzvah says to lahashem is koidim chatzos. It's not the koidim chatzos. Rabbi Shaul Salanter and others, Rabbi Shaila, if you have it, you have to take it. Like, for instance, let's say you give it to your son. So do you have to put it down, or can you take it from the son? If you have a lulav growing from a tree and you hold it, you have to take it. Charles, it's not in the gear right now. But you're right. Well, that's because you're still doing it, even if you took, if you hold it, but yeah, that's that already what Mordechai is saying, is that that's a question. But the Gabi over here, I destroyed the chametz. What did I do? The mitzvah is later on. The teretz is not that. That's what he said.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
The Gama Rambam, Sviel came to Ika mitzvah, Sashia Mishmus Mechatzoy. Akor Chatzoy Chashbisa Koydim Chatzoy. Ukidei Shaloya Chametz Etzo Chatzoy. Again, if the mitzvah is not to have it, Sheval Pasta. So we said, the Magen Avraham says, you're over Tashbisu. All rega for rega, every second. Now, when a person doesn't do a bris milah on his son the eighth day, right, till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not over anything. Man, he wasn't makayim shmini makdim mitzvah. That's a different thing. He's not over. Why? The mitzvah is to b'yem shmini yimut tzar los. I says over here b'yem ach b'yem rishon tashbisa means tam chatzos. The Teretz is if it's sheva tasa, we understand the mitzvah is not to have chametz. So if the mitzvah is not to have chametz, when do you get that mitzvah? Every second and second. Like the Minhag Gemara says, and it's mafshir many rishonim, that if a person is not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos, why is that? There's a law. There's also an essay, right? How are you makayim an essay? You're over an essay. Rishonim d'chsam seifa. In the Rambam, a few places, it's mashra, you have a kiyum a mitzvah, meaning every second that you're not doing malacha, you're getting a mitzvah. Not the pshat is, if you do chas v'shalom a malacha, you're over an essay, just like you're over a lot. You're mevatel an essay. But every second that you don't do malacha, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. That's what it's mashra. That's what Minchas Kiddush says, that you're being mekayim a mitzvah. So you're mekayim a mitzvah, it's every second. It could be even like this, that the mitzvah is to be chametz free. Let's say a person has two kizaisut. And he destroys one kazayas. So he gets a mitzvah if it's kumvah say. And the other one, he's being mevatel mitzvah. He didn't do it. But if you hold the mitzvah sheva tasa, you have to be chametz free completely. I once saw in the Rebbeinu Tzitz, it was a big goyin, he had a question. Let's say a person has 10 pieces of chametz, you said, right? And one all of a sudden they put on it's on the lock and key, right? They can't get to it. And you can. He says, could be there's no mitzvah to get rid of the other nine because you're not being kantash misu anyway because you have a piece of chametz. You have to be free completely from chametz. So that's what he's saying. If the mitzvah is to do an action, what do you mean to do it in the morning? For Kaim, Rambam, it means during the morning. I mean, it's Mashad Rambam Kaidim Fatzais, meaning 3 weeks before Fatzais too. Mitzvah is a time. That's his question. That's his right. And can Gambi Yantav, Yeshua chametz. Point is, he wouldn't have to pay 10 zuvim. Why not? He wouldn't have to pay 10 zuvim because that's the raya that he says. Now, So first of all, before we go into what we call an action incident, well, that the entirely passive form of that meter summer cap, the karmic takes away the way you had it aggressive. You talk about specifically chapter? No, because it's better not a hechshemitzvah. The hechshemitzvah means what I have to do in order to get the mitzvah. There's no other way to do it. Over here, what's the difference how it's done? As long as the tashness is done. So I want to first ask you this question. You could hear a big nafkamina. He said that if you hold the mitzvah is kumvas say, one should purchase chametz just like one purchases dalet kanfis. Let me ask you something. Dalet kanfis, what is it? It's a mitzvah to have tzitzis. Do you have to do mitzvah? No, if you're in the situation. But the Torah wants dalet kanfis as a milah. Does the Torah want the destruction of chametz or you not to have chametz? Avada, the tashlis, and that's what I thought you was trying to say, the tachlis is not to have chametz. If you don't have it, you're a good boy. You're a good boy, right? You don't have chametz. You're not mekayim mitzvah. You don't have to be mekayim this mitzvah. The purpose of this mitzvah is not to have chametz. The Torah made a mitzvah in order not to have chametz. Not because it's an inyan to destroy chametz. The Torah wants the destruction of chametz. The Torah is just telling us that through the destruction, the mitzvah, by you destroying it, you're putting yourself in a situation where, in other words, the Torah is telling us, if you have chametz, destroy it. Why? Because I don't want you to have chametz. So if you don't have chametz, so you might not be mekayim mitzvah, but that's how Torah is not looking for such mitzvahs. It means is you have to do it in order to go ahead, right, and be chametz free. There's no meaning to do a mitzvah if the point of the mitzvah is the result of the mitzvah, to be in that situation. If that's the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah is to go ahead and not to have chametz. Avada, there's now a mitzvah to go destroy it. Tzitzis, there's a yonim of tzitzis. We know tzitzis represents this, represents that. The Torah, Elwat, I'm not going to do it if I'm not in that situation. So put yourself in a situation so you get that Indian. Put yourself in a situation that you take a piece of chametz and burn it. The Torah is interested in burning chametz. Go ahead and destroy the whole world. You don't have to destroy every chametz that you see in the world. Mitzvah is, you should not have chametz. So what's the mitzvah? If you have it, you have to, the Torah is saying, go ahead and destroy it. Now, that's what it says. It says, act the mitzvah. Oh, so the Mela, it's not really a ranger from the Rambam. Why? Because what the Rambam means to say, other mitzvahs, the Chil was sort of touching, but other mitzvahs, the pshat is, the Torah wants you to do it at this time, this mitzvah. Over here, what is, not to have chametz. So the Rambam saying is, destroy that chametz, that's the mitzvah, but before chatzais, we don't want it before, we want it not to be around. So destroy the chametz itself. Not that there's a mitzvah, he's telling you it's a sheba, not sheba, the mitzvah is to destroy it. Once you destroy it, not the day of, it could be a week before. By destroying it, right, that's the mitzvah itself. Avada inam kind of mitzvah until you reach chatzais and you have no chametz. But it doesn't mean necessarily that the mitzvah is passive. If you have chametz and you destroy it for that purpose, you're doing it in order not to have chametz. That's what I would say. Now, the other thing is that in the Rambam itself, it's mashmas klar, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the other way of learning it, nor the Feinsteining, is that the mitzvah, even if you go with this diik, but it doesn't mean that you get a mitzvah, as he's saying, you destroy it in order not to have chametz afterwards. Why? So you shouldn't be over an essay. Reb Chaim is saying is, you're over an essay. In other words, it's like the minchas chinuch, that the mitzvah is not to destroy it, but it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, you're not a kayim a mitzvah. That there's a kiyum a mitzvah. Shad is, if you have it, you're over an essay. That's a problem. Look at the Lashonis of Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Look at the Lashonis. HaMitzvah Kofnun Vav, he should see Vanu Levar Chametz Mibateinu B'yayim Abasa Midnissin. Right? It says, Vizuhi Mitzvah Shbasa Sar, Vahu Amra Yisalei Ach b'yayim harisha tashbisu sar mebeteichet. V'karo, I'm sorry, v'yikru chachamim gabken mitzvahs biyur. Ratzalim Abir Chametz. Ubegamar Sanhedrin, the Talmud B'nai Marav, Amin Yerushalmi, Amru, Chametz Hayavim Alav B'Esseh B'Loisah Seh. SLBU, right? Right? Now that you can learn like Ram, like the prime. That if you don't get rid of it. But the Pashuk Lashon is SLBU, right? That when you destroy it, you get a mitzvah. Rambam is calling it a mitzvah. Calling it a mitzvah. According to a Chaim, first of all, Rambam usually is not minding lava b'machal asik. Secondly, he says, "Who should see vanu levayr chametz?" And a shevel tasi, you don't say sivanu levayr to do something. Rebosu and Dakadoma, we'll look at the other side. Rambam, right? The Rambam when he starts off. Every yolachas, he says, well, how many mitzvahs there are there? And he counts off the mitzvahs. All right, so it should have had an aleph there, I guess. Lahash b'sar me'arbasa. Right? To be mashmas from arbasa, you have to destroy your chametz. What kind of isur say? It's mashmas klar, lahash b'sar. So the way the pashuk shot in the Rambam is that there's a mitzvah to say. And the pashuk to me is it's not, you don't necessarily learn that it's a sheva altas, could be a kumva say, except you do a kumva say, you don't have to do nitzman, you have to do kumva say. In order that you shouldn't have chametz. The tachlis is not to have chametz. That's why he brought it the other one with tzitzis. The tachlis of tzitzis is to have tzitzis. The tachlis of destroying chametz is not to destroy chametz. The tachlis is not to have chametz. If you don't have chametz, you can say that. I am a kind of mitzvah. It doesn't say you have to have a mitzvah every time you do something right, right? That is. There's a mitzvah in order that the result should be no bari ra, no. In the Rishonim it says that there's mashmas in the round that way, but Tringvada brings a tash bates. That the, why did the Torah didn't make bayirah on other yisurei on na yisurei achila? There's no issa to have midrais in your home, basa b'chalav. No issa to have arla. There's mitzvah to burn it. There's no issa to have it. What happens to Torah? So he says because we're used to eating bread, it's a staple of life. We eat it the whole year. And all of a sudden, for 7 days, you can't eat it. So a person might forget and eat it. A person might be so accustomed to it, he'll eat it. So what's going to happen? He's going to eat it by mistake. So the Torah said, get rid of it, and Lord, you shouldn't eat it. But Baal Yirah is there for that purpose. In fact, in the Pesukim, Masha, Lo Yirah, Ki Kol Eichel Chametz V'Nichosa. Because what's Ki Kol Eichel? Masha, it's in the scene of Star. So all these things are not... Torah wants a mitzvah. Torah wants you to take a lulav. Torah wants you to blow a shofar. Torah wants you to do kisi adam. But the Torah doesn't want you to destroy chametz. Torah wants you to be chametz free, especially if you say not to eat it. Now, the other question is what the Kesef Mishnah asks. Let's take a look at the other side, the short side. Mitzvah says from the Torah, Raya ledavar, Mashakosu b'Torah, v'im taima. The Rambam brought in Tashbisu, why do the Rambam have to bring Lo Sishchet? There's a man, the Gemara learns it often there. The Rambam is each one has his own reason why he brought that pasuk. They're arguing, right? There's four or five different drashas. Why did the Rambam bring two? It's Mishas Mahalo. I want to go with the second Mahalo of Yeshua. It fits him very nice. Play Jay Shleima. Dafili Rimak Minid. Lahai olam ashrita sapesa. The cut, in other words, it says lo seichel chametz, right? Lo shivus seichel love chametz, right? What's our love? We pass in shrita sapesa. A katev makmina kreka pashta de isa chilas b'chametz yadal ena mishum lesser carbon pesa. If we would just have this pasuk, we would say. The reason you can't eat Erev Pesach, chametz, is because you're being makor of the Karban Pesach. And there's a din, you're now out of shech the Karban Pesach when you have chametz, right? So the question is, what's the reason the Torah didn't want you to have chametz when there's Pesach? Is it because of the Karban Pesach? Or the Torah wanted to make sure that you don't eat chametz that day. So he says, I would say it's because of the Karban Pesach. The Ashkechanami lo sils for the chametz dam zifri. Aval, that's what it says. Don't sushkal chametz dam zifri. Meaning the isser is don't shech because you have carbon pesach. Aval mi she'ena shech. Let's say pesach you're going derech koyka. Hold shkem bezman hazeh the leka pesach. Like a lemeshra, my high crawl. You would say there's no issa to have chametz. The issa of having chametz is because you're being makor of a carbon past. I didn't want that. You're doing already. You're already involved with Pesach, and you have chametz. It's a stira. Shchitas of Pesach with chametz, right? While you're shechting it, you have chametz. Like for instance, there's one man d'amar even that the chametz can't be in the base of mikdash. If it's your home, it's fine. The two don't go together. We paskin, it means everything, but it has to do with the carbon pesach. So you would say, but nowadays that we don't have a carbon pesach, a person doesn't bring. Who says there's an issue to have chametz? Like a mashrei krah. Alabasi the golden on krah. The shmeitz. Once you have shaykh isser b'yudalet l'oilom, you tell me, no, there's an issue of tashbisu, erev pesach. Im ken shape mutil enami rabbiuda. In other words, it says, don't eat chametz erev Pesach. So he's saying, this is of not eating chametz. If we wouldn't notice it in Tashbisu, we would not say, lo seichel love means that you can't eat it, this man of Shchitas of Pesach. Why? Because the issue of chametz has to do with if you're making a carbon Pesach. Good, if you're making a carbon Pesach. I lo seichel love, that's like Abshimon says, on Pesach itself, that's in Pesach itself. But now that I see I have to get rid of chametz even erev Pesach, so now I go back to the pasuk of Lois Sishchot, and I say, why does the Torah say it doesn't want me to have chametz when I do the carbon Pesach? Not because of the carbon Pesach, because it's the zman of the carbon Pesach. Therefore, we who do have the zman of the carbon Pesach, which is chatzos, we're not allowed to eat chametz. And a point, that's where the Rambam came out. Paskin, that is an issur to eat chametz erev Pesach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.